Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, my name is Darius Trutna, and for this community comment, we'll be chatting about how we can control the way we see the world around us. For example, have you seen any Teslas driving around? As a Tesla fan myself, that believes in the potential of transitioning fully to renewable energy, I enjoy spotting Model S's and Model X's and now Model 3's driving around town. Isn't it odd how that works, that something that you are focused on or care about just starts showing up more often? We all experience this, but why does this happen, and how might this be important for shaping how we each see and act in our community? Let's dig in. So, our brains are incredibly complex. They can sift through billions of bits of data at any given time, and somehow it has to organize that information and present something useful to you so that you don't short circuit. Now, what evolution came up with was to develop a part of our brain called the reticular activating system. The reticular activating system, or RAS, is a bundle of nerves at your brainstem that filters out unnecessary information so that important stuff gets through, or more accurately, what it deems important gets through. This little bundle of neurons can be compared to a filter or a nightclub bouncer that works for your conscious awareness. It tries to make sure that we don't have to deal with more information than we can handle. It's why you can tune out a crowd full of talking people, yet immediately snap to attention when someone says your name or something that sounds like it. Your RAS sifts through the data and presents only the pieces that are important to you. In the same way, the RAS seeks information that validates your beliefs. It filters the world through the parameters you give it. And your beliefs shape those parameters. If you think society is collapsing and people are terrible, your brain will be attuned to spotting that. If you believe we have the potential to do better and are on the right track as a society, you're more likely to spot evidence of this. The RAS helps you see what you want to see, and in doing so, influences your actions. If you ask the right questions, your RAS will highlight the people, information, and opportunities that help you achieve your goals. We might ask, what is going right in Humboldt County, and how can I support that? I'm constantly seeing opportunities and people that I can follow up with to help support that direction. I see new developments and new businesses opening and positive progress throughout the community that reaffirms my belief in our potential. My recommendation? Ask your brain some good questions. Hey brain, what is beautiful around me right now? Or, hey you beautiful brain, what are some challenges I can take on to make things better? Now when it does its job right, and you begin to notice those things around you, you can say, thanks reticular activating system, good work brain. Keep it up. So I'll see you out there. This has been Darius Trutna for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.